Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. We are excited to be sharing with you today about our upcoming week-long literature festival, which is celebrated by our entire school community. Rhetoric school teacher Ms. Salazar and grammar school principal Mrs. Reed are here to share some of the things we have to look forward to. So Lily and Marty, thank you for joining us. Can you please tell our school community how this idea came about as we enter our second annual tradition?
Well, last year we had such a great time celebrating Literature Festival, and the idea came about in that we want to celebrate the good, the true, and the beautiful, and as a classical school, we ought to be celebrating books. So we wanted to put the books and the idea of the word where in a high priority, where it ought to be. And so to devote a whole week to this seemed to be in keeping with who we are as a classical school.
That's great. So what is the theme of this year, and how or why did our committee settle on this?
The theme for this year is literature around the world, and it's just a celebration of books from different cultures, different ages, from different times. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah, so Gustave Flaubert, the French novelist, tells us that books take us, that travel takes us out of ourselves, right? Because it helps us see where we are and how little we are in this big whole world. And so when we think about taking our students around the world with literature, we're giving them opportunities to see themselves in terms of the big wide world that they have, and that hopefully they'll grow up to serve the Lord in.
So what does celebrating literature around the world look like for us as a Christian classical school?
I think it means that we are looking for the good everywhere. So we are focusing on these ideas of travel and of thinking outside our United States and to explore different cultures and different countries. Some of the things that we're doing, for example, in our Reader's Theater that we'll be doing during Literature Week, we're going to explore The Three Little Pigs from a Mexican version of that. So, like, what does it look like to tell the story of the fairy tale of The Three Little Pigs in a different country? And we found that we're going to have at our book fair lots of countries' versions of tales that we're familiar with. And every time we think outside of ourselves, that is a good thing.
And I think it's really neat, too, to see how stories just unite cultures, too. And I think that's something that we're also celebrating. You know, we share stories, and even though we come from different cultures and have different backgrounds, there's always, we're all united through through great stories. We all love it. So that's great.
I think it's refreshing too, as a school at Veritas, as we prioritize literature, what that looks like in a world that's so focused on technology and movies and entertainment that comes in the form of media. It's really refreshing to see students and faculty walking around with books, you know, during, not that we don't do that every week, but with an emphasis and a focus on the written word and how books translate through generations. And anyway, so
The drop everything and read time. I love that because, you know, you'll have students in a math lesson just stop and, you know, pick up a book that they're reading, and then you'll have, you know, the math teacher, the science teacher pick up a book that they're reading, and it just, it's so fun to see how that unites our school.
Yeah, and so we've started to talk about this a little bit, but what does this week look like for grammar school, logic school, and rhetoric school students specifically, and can you share some of the special activities that are lined up?
Well, I'll share about grammar school and let Ms. Salazar share about logic and rhetoric. So grammar school has several events planned. So students have been asked to pack a travel bag and bring some items for their deer time every day. Okay. Teachers will be reaching out to families about what to pack in their travel bag so that maybe they read with sunglasses one day. I think Miss Cipro's class is having a special guest come read with them, a furry one.
Oh.
So there's also going to have designing a bookmark for your book, having a scavenger hunt. They're going to have some special guest readers. I'll be doing Mrs. Reading Time in each class again. It's like my favorite time of the week. And we're having poetry competitions. We're doing our Reader's Theater. So, like I said earlier, that's going to be a great treat. The kids really look forward to that. So, it's all things books all week long.
That's great.
It's similar with the Rhetoric School, too. Yes, we'll have a drop everything and read time. I think the highlight of the week will be the door decorating contest. It's something that the kids love to do. We have so many talented artists in the Rhetoric School, and they get to choose a book or a poem or a short story that they've read in high school, and they get to portray that on a door. And then they have to try to connect it to the theme. And last year, it was so incredible to see what they came up with. They're so creative. It makes my heart happy to see them take a text and then interpret it through art. So that's certainly the highlight. We'll also have a house challenge that Wednesday, inspired by books.
I was going to ask you if they got house points for their house.
They do, yes.
The artist of the door decorating contest. Okay, very cool.
Yes, it's a week with a lot of opportunities to get some house points. And then, there'll be a poetry contest and inside the literature class period as well. There'll be lots of opportunities to celebrate.
And, of course, the highlight of the week is the book fair.
Yes.
Which will culminate on Friday with the open house. So the book fair is my favorite thing, just from the smell of the books as they come into the office to seeing them all displayed and watching the students come around and touch them, feel, and make their wish lists. And we've curated books that revolve around our theme. So there's books from all over the world, different countries. But there's also books for parents and adults. And my favorites, my students know, are the Mr. and Little Miss books that come from the UK. We'll have a suitcase full of those that we're really looking forward to. But I love the way that parents and grandparents can come on campus and share in these festivities with us on Friday. So with the open house from 9 to 2 on Friday, they come, they can shop at the book fair, they can walk around and see all these incredible doors that have been decorated all week long. They can see some of the artwork and the poetry contest winners and just spend and celebrate books with their child. Maybe come early in the day, take them home out for lunch, just celebrate together. It's a wonderful event, my favorite day of the year.
That's fabulous. Any last remarks before we close? All right. Well, Veritas community, we look forward to seeing you hopefully on the Friday. It's March 1st. Is that correct? March 1st will be an opportunity for you to come on campus and visit your students, walk the book fair, shop the book fair, and help us celebrate this school-wide tradition of Literature Week Festival at Veritas. So thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful day.